Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from France is Michel Ganuzzi, the CEO of Tarkett. Michel, how you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, Kemp. Good morning, everyone.
I've been looking forward to talking to you. It's been announced that you're retiring as CEO of Tarkett Worldwide, effective September 1st, and Glenn Morrison, the gentleman who's been running Tarkett North America, is taking that role. So we'll get to some of that in a minute. I wanted to tell our listeners real quickly a little bit of background on you. You've had this role as CEO since September of 2007. I actually did a leadership interview with you in Floor Focus in the April issue of 2010. In your tenure in this role at Tarkett, you've driven 21 acquisitions, and you've experienced a compounded annual growth rate of 7%. And it's important to point out that we went through a recession in this period, so impressive numbers. You also led the IPO of Tarkett on the Paris Euronext Stock Exchange. When you took the role, the company was owned primarily by the Deconinck family and KKR, and now you've got some stock investors. You're still relatively young. If I'm doing my math right, you're 53 years old, and last time I talked to you, I think you were running 25 miles a week, and you have four boys, and I think their age range is somewhere between 18 and 26. Is that right?
You're absolutely well documented, Ken. Everything is perfectly exact.
All right. Absolutely. One of the things that's really impressive is you presented in January at the World Economic Forum. So you've taken a leadership role not only at Tarkett, but in business overall.
Yeah, one contribution as a company, but more importantly as a citizen of this planet at the World Economic Forum, is really to push our strong commitment towards sustainable development. That's something that I personally believe strongly in, and the company has also very much worked in this direction under my leadership. And we will try to rally more and more people around the fact that we have to define a different business model towards a more circular economy business model in order to address some of the challenges of the society and the planet in the coming decades. And that's something that I like pushing at these kind of forums, trying to convince colleagues and other companies to move in this direction.
All right. Well, let me give one more quick background piece of information. You can go to the Tarkett website and see your financial performance in 2016 for the year. Tarkett, clearly the third largest flooring company in the world with $3.1 billion, that's dollars, which is 2.7 billion euros in sales. Just to take it to where that relates to the North American business. Globally, you're 70% commercial and 30% residential. You do have three divisions, and the North American business is 44% of sales, and your EBITDA in 16 over 15 grew 17.2%, so very profitable company. In the United States, you have 3,100 employees, eight production facilities, and you've been moving somewhat toward a monolithic brand strategy. But you do have not only the Tarkett brand in North America, but Johnsonite, Tandis and Teva, Desso, and Field Turf. You just yesterday released your first half results, and it looks like the company overall globally grew 3% organically. But in North America, you had a 1.6% decline. And that was because last year was such a strong year, right?
Well, absolutely. We've enjoyed a very strong organic growth in all segments and all geographies except North America. We had a 7.2% organic growth in the CIS, Asia-Pacific, and Latin America segment, 5.3% growth in the sports segment, and 4.2% growth in the EMEA segment. Now, North America was down 1.6%, but as we said earlier on, I mean, we have had last year in the first half of the year, a very, very strong growth. In 2016, we grew 7.9% versus the prior year. So the comparison base was very unfavorable, and we are very confident that in the second half of the year, North America will grow again.
That's what we're hearing from most of the economists that we talk to, is that everybody's expecting a stronger second half in this part of the world. You and I have met and talked several times. I've always been impressed with your energy level. If you look back on your career and your tenure at Tarkett, what are some of the highlights?
First of all, as a company, I mean, Tarkett 10 years ago was a company with a great potential, but it was certainly a kind of sum of small local entities with probably very few things that we share as a group, as a company. And over time, I mean, we've been able to strengthen our culture, which is very much customer-centric culture, which is very much dedicated to innovation, to design, and to sustainable development. And at the same time, having this community of people at Tarkett working closer and closer together, sharing best practices, has enabled us to really achieve the kind of results you were mentioning earlier, which is a strong, profitable growth success during the whole 10 years. So that's something that we've been able to achieve at the group level. And I think more specifically, when we speak about the North American market and our North American operations, I have to confess that 10 years ago, Tarkett in North America was not known at all, or was not known for good things, I would say, as it should have been. And I want to pay tribute to Jeff Butita, who has retired only a few weeks ago, as you probably know, who's been a great division president for Tarkett in North America for the last 10 years. And under his leadership, I mean, we've been able to leverage the strong brands that we acquired in North America, Johnson Eye, Tenders, Scentivia, you name them, and Filtrof in the sports business, Bainon also in the sports business, in the tracks business, in order to make those strong brands even stronger, but also under the umbrella of the Tarkett Group brand as a company. Tarkett is better known today, I think, in North America than what it was 10 years ago.
You know, Jeff Butita, just a quick tribute to him, he came from the furniture business and brought a whole other perspective to the way to position the purchasing of flooring. And it's that whole balanced choice phenomenon that you guys talk about. So that was a very strong move. And I got to compliment Tarkett, because when Tarkett bought Johnsonite, you know, Johnsonite was leader in the business, and you put their management, you know, in charge of the total business. And I think that was a wise move.
Well, you know, Tarkett is truly a global company. I mean, the French sales represent only 6% of the $3.1 billion US dollar turnover at the group level. And we are truly an international company with international leaders and managers. And we like having Romans in Roma, Russians in Russia, and Americans in America to run our businesses.
That's smart.
And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, my successor when I will leave will be a U.S. and British citizen. He has dual nationality. And that's Glenn Morrison, coming from our U.S. operations. And that shows the level of international openness that we have at Tarkett and the shoulders at Tarkett.
A quick question: with Glenn Morrison taking that role, how do you backfill that role here in North America?
That's a good question. We have several studies ongoing right now to backfill this position. We are still in the process of taking a final decision, so it's probably a bit early to say, but we expect to be able to announce the appointment of a successor to Glenn Morrison in North America in the coming weeks.
All right. The next big question I'm sure everybody's wondering is what your plans are for the future now after spending 10 years here at Tarkett.
Well, after spending 10 years with Tarkett, and it has been a great pleasure spending so much time with the company and the people of this company, but also in this industry, I have to say I really enjoy this industry. It's a lot more complex than what people can think from the outside. You have a lot of levers you can pull to make a difference, to better serve your customers, be it design, innovation, service, sustainability. I think it's a really very, very interesting company. And I like competition, and it's a very competitive industry. So I really enjoy my 10 years in the flooring industry, and I will have some regrets to some extent to leave this industry to move to something else that I know much less about. Actually, I will become CEO and chairman of Verallia, a French glass bottle maker, which has a worldwide coverage. And I will start in this new company in September 1st.
Okay. All right. So you're going from flooring to glass bottles. Interesting.
Absolutely. Interesting glass bottle is what's in the bottle.
Okay.
I've met a lot of very important and interesting characters in this industry, to be frank with you. My best maybe souvenir, I mean, is really my first trip to Las Vegas to attend a Surfaces show. That was an experience for me as a European and French citizen. I mean, it was an interesting first trip to Las Vegas. And I have to say, I was very new in this industry, and the warmness and the welcome that I received from all Tarkett distributors was awesome. I remember very well these very nice talks that we had with people that didn't know me at that time. And it was a very, very friendly discussion we had.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's great to spend time with you. We're going to miss you in the business for sure, and I mean that sincerely. Again, been talking to Michele Gannuzzi, the CEO of Tarkett, who retires in early September, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.